Hello, hello. Testing. 1, 2, 3.
We've not heard from him.
Now, 7 o'clock, we'll be calling the regular meeting of the Susquehanna County Plate Commission for September 10, 2019. In session at this time. Our first order of business is the pledge of allegiance followed by a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, we'll have a director's report.
Hey, good evening, Chairman Bibb, members of the commission. I did just hand out to you a revised one, if you want to look at that. The one that's in your packet, there's actually a two-page one that you'll find has information on the backside as well. When Brad and Holly and I spoke to Mr. Bibb this morning, I realized that we had so many updates, I just wanted to go ahead and add a second page. We'll get into that in a minute, but Board of Supervisors actions, August 21st, the Green Thumb Landscaping SUP permit was approved, 5-0. Mr. Howard T. Brown, otherwise known as the Wahoo Barbecue at the Cunningham Market, SUP was approved, 5-0, and if you all have been on social media or have noticed anything out there, there is quite a buzz for Mr. Brown's proposed Wahoo Barbecue that's going on. And I think Monday he filed his site plan with the department. So we'll be reviewing that and getting him up and running. So the Flavanna County zoning ordinance on the temporary signs, that was also approved 5-0. Last Wednesday, September 4th, we didn't have any planning cases that went to the board. And then, of course, no Board of Zoning Appeals actions as well. You want to flip over to the backside. We've been quite busy in planning and community development and county administration overall here at the end of the summer. And I'll just kind of run through some quick updates. Back on August 21st, the Zion Crossroads Area Plan kickoff meeting occurred up in Louisa County with Mrs. Eager being there, Mr. Dahl, myself, Brad Robinson, and a lot of the folks from Louisa County Administration, their planning staff, and the PDC planning staff, and Chuck Proctor from VDOT were there to facilitate. It was a good meeting for us to go over collectively what the area boundaries should be, along with Mr. Proctor's proposed U.S. 15 corridor study that's to be prepared by the traffic consultant to give us some traffic numbers and additional information. The next day, the VDOT VTRANS funding, and this is for two regions really, the Charlottesville PDC and Culpeper regional workshop area, was held up in Germanna Community College in Culpeper with Brad and I attending that. along with planning and transportation staff members. This is kind of the midterm update that we held the workshop for, along with MDOT, or we attended, excuse me. So that was real helpful. It was a lot of current traffic data and then also future forecasting for traffic and MDOT funding in the region. Then about a week later, on Friday, August 30th, the Central Virginia Regional Housing Partnership retreat was held down at the PDC office with Mrs. Marty Key and myself attending. This was a day-long session with the Regional Housing Partnership members and board, PDC staff, with a consultant working on housing. This is kind of a theme that's left over from last year for our planners for affordable housing, but also for all types of housing. So not only affordable housing that you may think of, and that word can be interchanged differently by different region, parts of the region. So, but we're going to continue to work on that. The Spark Mill consultants towards the end of the month will have their report back to us so that we can get additional information. And then the following Friday, September 6th, here in this room, the Sylvania County Housing Stakeholder Meeting was conducted. Mrs. Booker, Mrs. Murray Key, Eric Kelly, Kim, Brian, myself attended, along with the folks from the Sylvania Louisa Housing Foundation staff, and it was facilitated by the Executive Director and Housing Coordinator from the PDC. This was where we got into about a good hour and a half discussion about Sylvania County's housing needs and as we kind of move forward. That leads into, we wanted to check for the with the planning commissioners on their availability for Monday, September 23rd, here in the Morris Room from 6 to 7:30 p.m. If you're available and you all can let me know by tomorrow, I don't expect you to let me know tonight if you're not sure. But Christina Jacobs, the housing coordinator, has also gone about setting up various what they call community engagement meetings in each locality so that we could get our citizens, county residents, business owners, specifically coming and letting us know some of their needs for now into the future. So if you're available that night, let me know and we'll get that confirmed and get as many planning commissioners and board members to attend as possible. The last kind of note to let you all know, with all this being said with housing and transportation and the Zion Crossroads area plan, a lot of this work is going to lead up to, as we go through the fall, to begin to formulate the new 2020 comprehensive plan amendments, and we'll be working with county administration, you all at the commission and the board on some of that going throughout the fall and into the new year. Some staffing and training updates. At the end of this month, the Virginia Association of Zoning Officials Conference will be held down in Portsmouth, and we have two staff members, Scott Miller, our co-compliance officer, attending to recertify his certified zoning official, and then Brad Robinson will be attending to get his certified zoning administrator recertification through these training seminars that they'll be doing on September 26th and 27th. Last but not least update, and I'll turn it over here shortly to Ms. Steele, but Holly Steele, our planner, has notified us this month that she's leaving for the city of Suffolk, effectively Thursday, and she's accepted the planner position within the Suffolk Planning Community Development Department. I'd like to say Flavanna thanks Holly for her service to both Flavanna County business owners and residents over the past year, and we will miss her, but she's excited about moving on, and I'll turn the floor over to you briefly.
Yes, so I accepted a position in the plan, the Department of Community Development of the City of Suffolk, in the current planning division. So I start there October 1st. So I'm really excited. I think this will be a good opportunity for me, but I'll miss everyone. Hopefully it's a good choice. If I show up here crying in a month, please take me back.
20% cut.
But yes, I'm gonna miss everyone in Louisiana, so.
We're gonna miss you too.
And Chairman Bibb, that's all I have. I'll turn it back over to you.
Thank you.
I do apologize. I'm sorry. Brad and I did insert, with all the discussion about the Zion Crossroads area plan and housing, wanted to briefly let you know, when I was at the Regional Housing Partnership Retreat, I met Chris Henry of Union Point Development in Charlottesville. This is a filed case that they have over in Louisa County. The planning department's currently going through it. If you see 64 and 15, as you come in basically behind the Walmart and the Lowe's there, the extension of that parkway would be about what they're proposing currently. And this is to help in the Zion Crossroads area for Louisa and in the housing, affordable workforce housing, that kind of a, this is a proposal of 600 units, single family on the north side, apartments and townhouses. This is the single family area here, the townhouses here and the apartments here, and this would be an additional big box and some out parcel restaurants and office space here in that location. So they've filed that basically throughout May and through the summer, working with Louisa County. Would like to mention that a lot of the employers in this area have submitted letters of support. Obviously, if the larger employers in that area can have someone commute within 5 to 10 minutes to work rather than 45 minutes or greater, that's a good benefit. But the main thing that I picked up upon as we were reading over this, is this area, this general back portion of the Zion Crossroads, they call this the Zion Town Center, but the overall Crossroads area, is when they've been marketing grocery stores and restaurants, sit-down restaurants, there's not enough rooftops in the area for them, daytime population. So Mr. Henry's brought forward this request to try to help alleviate that and start development for mixed-use development there. So again, just wanted to let you all know that's a good start there in Louisa County. And then talking to Mr. Henry at the Regional Housing Partnership, in the near future, he'd like to come over on the other side and work with us on some possible development options. Just real quick, Mr. Bibb, some of the projects he's been doing in Charlottesville are more city-based redevelopment. He's currently working on the Monticello Market, which is the former Monticello Dairy plant that's on about a 4.5 acre parcel in the city. And he's done some other things in the Pantops area and north of downtown pedestrian mall. He's done some redevelopment. So he's been pretty active with this firm. I just wanted to point that out to you and let you know we've already got some good movement. And if you all are able to speak with your counterparts in Louisa, we're looking to be in support of this and in support of some other things that are going on as we go through the process. So, and again, I'm sorry, that's all I have, sir.
Thank you. Any questions? No questions? Next item is the first of two public comment sections for tonight. Anyone wishing to come forward to speak on any item other than the items that are on the agenda tonight, please come forward, state your name and address, and you will be allowed 3 minutes. Seeing no one coming forward, we'll end the first public comment section for tonight. Go on, the next item is the minutes from the August 13, 2019 meeting. Does anybody have any questions, comments, corrections, or any motions about the minutes?
I move we accept the minutes as presented.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Zimmer to accept the minutes as written. Do I have a second?
Second.
Have a second by Mr. Johnson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. 4-0-1 absent. Okay, the next item on the agenda is a public hearing, ZMP 1901, Norman Smallville-Lovick. I hope I'm not done halfway right.
All right, good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. This is a rezoning request or a zoning map amendment, application number ZMP 1901. The subject property is identified as tax map 592, which according to a survey that was provided with the application, the parcel is 0.957 acres. County tax information has it listed as 1 acre, but the survey was pretty recent, so it's presumed that the survey is more reliable. This is a request to rezone the property from its current A1 agricultural zoning to B1 business general. This property is in the Columbia Election District and the Zion Crossroads Community Planning Area. And as you'll see on the concept plan, the applicant is proposing to establish a contractor storage yard / office building. I'll explain that in a second. This is the location of the project within the county. You can basically see it's at the northern end of the county at Zion's Crossroads. And this is the zoning map showing the parcel, which is outlined there in orange. Current zoning of A1, but you can see that it's proximity to B1 zoning across 15 to the west there. And then the gray colors you see on the screen is some industrial zoning that's in the vicinity as well. An aerial image of the property, you can see there are some existing structures on the property. And then you can see surrounding the site, some of the properties that surround the site are still undeveloped at this time, but across 15, you can see there's some existing business or industrial development in the area. So this is a photograph of the existing entrance into the property, which is currently a residential entrance, and that's looking north on 15 towards Zion Crossroads, the 250-15 intersection. And the right there in the background where the sign is, the freestanding sign, that's an entrance into Starlight Business Park, which you may be familiar with. And then this is a picture of an existing dwelling on the property, which is currently occupied, but it would eventually be removed and replaced with the proposed business that the applicant wants to locate onto the property. And then this is just another photograph showing, this is looking the opposite direction of 15, looking south towards Palmyra and Troy. And in the background there, you can see this project's proximity to the construction of the pump station that is currently underway. So this is the applicant's concept plan that was submitted with the application. It shows, if you go back one screen, it shows the proposed building, which would be approximately 90 by 60. 50. It's generally going to be sited in the same location as the existing dwelling, which is replaced with a larger building. And then the parking area, little part to see on the screen there, would be located to the left-hand side of that building as you're looking at the screen. So to conclude, this property is in the Zion Crossroads Community Planning Area. If this rezoning request is approved, then the applicant would need to file a site plan that would need to be reviewed by the county prior to construction of any improvements. And as the Planning Commission reviews this request, it should consider how it does or does not align with the goals and objectives of the comprehensive plan. So this concludes my presentation. I can try to answer questions you might have at this time.
The entrance discussion would be at site plan hearing. That's when actual entrance would be discussed. I noticed there was a lot of discussion about the entrance and how it would affect other businesses and whether to work with other businesses to later on.
Correct.
Anybody else have any questions?
We have have to get a special use permit after this?
The proposed use is allowed by right in the proposed B1 zone.
Anybody else have any questions, Mr. Robbins? Anybody have any questions from the applicant? If there's no question for the applicant or Mr. Robbins, then we'll open it up to discussion, but I've got to open it up. I got to have a public hearing first, so this time I'll open the public hearing. Didn't have any people talking, so I kind of skipped over that. And anyone wishing to come forward, speak to this, please come forward to the podium and give your name and address. Seeing no one coming forward for the public hearing, we will open it for discussion and planning commission. Anybody have any concerns or anything? This is just a zoning change from B1 to B1.
I think it's what we're looking for, more business in the county.
It's the business in that area, that's the area.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, do I have a motion?
I'll try to do better than I did the last time. I move that the planning commission recommend approval of ZMP 1901, a request to amend the Fluvanna County zoning map with respect to approximately 0.957 acres of tax map 5, section 9, parcel 2, to rezone the same from A1 agricultural to general to B1 business general.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Johnson. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second from Mr. Lagacino. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye, 4-0, 1 absent. Okay, there's no presentation tonight. The next item is a site development plan, SDP 1911, Village Oak Club. Mr. Rockwell.
Okay, this is a site development plan that has been submitted for the Village Oaks Clubhouse, site development plan SDP 1911. This is a request to approve a sketch plan to construct an approximately an 80-foot by 38-foot clubhouse with a parking area. Right now, the property is identified as tax map 9A14C, which is currently 21.115 acres. The property is zoned R3, which is our residential plan community zoning, which is governed by our master plan. And the property is located in the Ribana Community Planning Area. And as you'll see on the zoning map, I know the parcels are zoned A1 and B1. So again, location of the property in the county is basically in the Lake Monticello area. And this aerial shows the subject property. As you can see by the area, that's currently undeveloped. And I have, as I talked about in the staff report, this clubhouse is going in what's being referred to as phase 1B and 2. So on the screen, I have where phase 1A is currently located. And then this shows the existing zone, which is R3, residential plan community. You can see it adjoins A1 to the rear. Across Lake Monticello Road, you have R4, which is Lake Monticello. You have some B1, which is Business General, across Lake Monticello Road. So there's a mixture of different zoning in the area. So this on the screen is from the applicant's sketch plan. This particular drawing shows the location of the clubhouse within the particular phase we're talking. So you can see it's going to be located, Lake Monticello on the screen is towards the bottom of the screen. So you can see here you'll have to travel into the site to get to the clubhouse. They positioned the clubhouse to be at the end of what will be called Village Oaks Boulevard, so that the clubhouse will be visible from Lake Monticello Road. There will be some view of it. And then this is this drawing on the screen is a closer a drawing of the actual clubhouse site and what will be developed on the property. So you can see on this sketch they're proposing the clubhouse building itself, and to the rear of that building there will be a large patio, and then a swimming pool with a patio around or a deck around the pool. Adjacent to the pool, they also want to place a mulch play area. And then to the left-hand side of all of that, there will be a small parking area for visitors to the clubhouse. And it's the goal that the developer wants to encourage the residents of the community to walk to the clubhouse, not drive. So it's anticipated that most trips to the clubhouse will be pedestrian. So again, this screen just talks about everything I just spoke of, or just lists out what they're proposing to develop on the property. The clubhouse building, just to make sure it's clear, there will be some administrative space in the clubhouse as well as some storage areas. Storage areas, for example, would be for some of the furniture that they'll place outside on the patio during the warmer seasons, and it will be stored inside the clubhouse when it's not in use. The parking area will contain 11 spaces, two of those handicapped. And in addition to all of this, they would have to meet landscaping and screening requirements in the ordinance as well. So to conclude, this is a sketch plan request for Village Oaks. This project appears to meet the zoning ordinance requirements. Following the sketch plan approval, they would have to file a final site plan that will be reviewed by all the agencies. Staff recommends approval of the sketch plan subject to the three conditions that you have in your staff report. And this concludes my presentation. I can try to answer questions you might have. And Mr. Keith Lancaster is here from Southern Development if you have additional questions for the applicant as well.
Brad, has this already been approved, all of these lots?
The preliminary plat has been approved. The final plat is currently in circulation. It's under review, yes.
How many lots are here that will be using the pool?
That will be using the pool?
Yeah. I thought that the pool was only for this development. Is that true?
It's supposed to be only for Village Oaks, yes. Okay.
And that like 125 lots?
125 overall, but breaking it down by phase, it's a smaller amount. So it's not that number of lots in phase 1B and 2. I did the count of the exact lots in phase 1B and 2 at one time. But
the master plan's been approved.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure that 11 parking places is enough, because if I'm a young mother and I've got two or three children, I'm not going to walk from here to there carrying towels and everything else that kids might need. That's just my comment.
The 11 spaces was based on another project in another area. I can't remember where it was.
One of the developers completed this project in Charlottesville.
Handtops.
But what I will say is the 11 spaces, after they exclude the administrative and storage areas of the clubhouse, because the parking calculation is only based on the recreation area. So after they take out the administrative and storage space, the 11 spaces does meet our requirement.
I mean, and I guess if it's not enough parking spaces, just I'll have trouble selling houses. So I'm not sure it's a huge concern for us, I guess. But
they'll park on the road.
They'll park on the road.
Which is still private, right?
These were taken in by the board, Village Oaks, meeting or two ago. The current roads.
Would you be able to park along the road?
Yes.
You would pull over onto the grass? But it doesn't look like it's wide enough to have regular two, traffic plus parking.
You want to
parallel parking.
I might have these apples.
You want me to jump in?
Yeah.
Sure. I'm Keith Lancaster from Southern Development. We have developed multiple neighborhoods with clubhouse community centers in the past. The most recent we reference in Pantops is called Cascadia. It's 260 units. This is half the size, and we have 13 spaces. It is the goal of a community like this is to promote pedestrian access. And at this time, we've had zero complaints regarding parking at the clubhouse.
And you have sidewalks in front of all of the homes?
We have sidewalks. If you go back to the next screen, please.
Okay.
Yes. So one of the things we're doing here with VDOT was we're having the crosswalks. So this portion of the phase A1 is already built. There's 7 lots, 3 houses built, 4 under construction. 1B and 2 are coming on board with pieces. But yes, sidewalks are coming in here and across the frontage, and there's sidewalks looping around with crosswalks to the facility. As a parent, my kids are now a teen, but we live in Old Trail. We put them in the car, push them before we load the car, unload the car. It's just quicker to do it. And multiple projects we've used. And people understanding that limited parking make you, it's less than a quarter mile to walk to that clubhouse from the furthest point. So it's not like you're talking great distance.
How about bicycle access?
Yes, sir. Yeah, so my own neighborhood, kids ride their bikes and leave them there and use the pool and whatnot. So, yes, that's kind of the promote pedestrian access, bicycle as well. Being internal to the site, being the only folks using that facility, we really don't want people just getting in their cars, going 300 feet down the road, getting out of their car. So it's kind of, and reducing impervious surfaces and storm runoff as well, obviously, are concerns for us too, because we have to now, with the new stormwater ice, control that water as well, so.
If you found out that 11 spaces wasn't enough, in the future, is there any way to add any space?
There's room back here. To expand the area. So we've already done our stormwater management for the entire facility under the master plan. And the impervious surface within this plan here is well under what we proposed initially. So if they want to, I feel confident they will not go back and amend this in the future when we step away and the homeowners association takes over. That's where it will stay. Just from our experience and what we've done in the past. If this was a public pool, then I'd say yes, we'd have to have way more parking. But since it's private to a community, there's neighborhoods like Redfields with 300 units with 15 parking spaces. I mean, there's multiple neighborhoods with that. So there's not a sea of parking at these facilities that are private.
Anyone have any more questions from for the applicant? Okay, do we have any discussion among the planning commission members? Any concerns? Or I think a lot of questions have been asked and answered. Anybody have any more questions? Okay, if there's no more discussion, do I have a motion about this project, site plan?
I'll make a motion. I move that we approve SDP 1911, a sketch plan request, and 80-foot by 38-foot clubhouse and parking area with respect to 21.115 acres. Tax map 9, section A, parcel 14C, subject to the 3 conditions listed in the staff report.
have a motion by Mr. Zimmer. Do I have a second?
Second.
Have a second by Mr. Johnson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye, 4-0, 1 absent. Okay, we have no subdivisions. Says we don't have any unfinished business or new business. So we've come to our second of two public comment sections. Anyone wishing to come forward about anything about the county, please come forward to the podium, state your name and address. You will be allowed 3 minutes. Seeing no one coming forward, we will end the second public comment section for the night. And the next item on the agenda is to adjourn. If there's no objections from the Planning Commission or staff or the county attorney, we will adjourn at this time, 7:35. We're now adjourned.